Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we had a very nice conversation with comedians Josh Wedekind and Dara O'Brien. They came in and we talked about a new podcast they're doing on George Weir's cousin.
53 minutes, it's called. I'm assuming that's how long he played for.
Yes, exactly. We had a bit of a chat, didn't we?
Yeah, we had all sorts of stuff.
I think it should keep everybody busy for now.
It's a nice little podcast, I reckon.
A little bit of flavour of today. Here we go. Afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul. I don't know how cross you were at the weekend. I don't know if you were as cross as me. We lost 4-1. What did you lose? 3-0?
We lost 3-0. Yeah. Same aggregate scoreline.
Didn't seem to turn up, did you?
No, we were terrible. But I've kind of got it out of my system. Onwards and upwards.
You don't need to talk about it today.
I don't. A bit like you. Was it Tunbridge Angels?
Tunbridge Angels instead, yeah. That's what it is, yeah.
You sound like a sort of cheerleading group.
Well, they're a team, top, Paul.
Yeah.
They're a team. They're not a cheerleading group.
No, okay. You sure?
Okay, we'll have some Tunbridge fans on now.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying.
I got into all sorts of trouble with the non-league Normans on Twitter.
What were you doing?
Because, you know, they respect us.
Yeah.
They are full of that. You must show us respect. Like, why? Because I called them the PE Teachers League.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know,
they beat you 4-1.
Not the league we're in now, the league below us, which we're heading steadily for.
You're heading,
is the PE Teachers League. Lot of PE teachers.
Is that kind of part time? The Mike Bubbins is of this world playing in
I don't think it'd be Mike Bubbins. Not now, anyway. Not now. No, Peter, look, if that's where we end up, as long as we got a club, it doesn't matter, Paul, does it?
No,
it doesn't
matter. That's it.
And congratulations to Tunbridge Angels for beating us on Saturday.
Yeah.
I hold no grudge whatsoever.
You're holding your nose, as you say. Big thank you to Charlie, says one of the listeners.
Oh, that's nice.
On Sunday, I voice messaged my Liverpool supporting friends. My first ever, eat it, eat it, come on, outburst.
Oh,
never
nice.
Used it before, but as a United fan, it felt right. As Diallo's goal went in.
Yeah, it's quite
where
good.
Where did he eat it come
no
from?
No idea. It just came out of me, Paul.
Was it kind of organically one Saturday when Max, you just started getting eat it?
It's only ever you I shall eat it
spread,
at.
Yeah. Really? So you have certain catchphrases for different shows. Go get it for...
Go get it for a Saturday, yeah.
I'd love that you can part your catchphrases.
Go get it, can't stop it. You know, very much the Bruce Forsyth is what I'm going for. I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
Boy.
So a different...
For you, if I win the birthday spread, it's eat it. If people want to watch WhatsApp us, voice message us their eat its this afternoon.
Yeah.
We'll have that. They can get it out of their system. Tell us who you want to eat it.
Yeah.
And
if you're a Tunbridge Angels fan, you want Charlie to eat it. If you're a Fulham fan, you want me to eat it.
We'll take those on the WhatsApp voice messages.
03717223344. And you can judge best eat it amongst the listeners.
Lovely. Very
just
nice.
For a bit of fun.
It's going to be fun, Paul. Whatever
the glory
happens.
Of the best eat it. 03717223344. You can get in touch on everything else. Talksport.com, text to 81089 or tweet to TSHNJ. You don't have to be famous to have a catchphrase, though,
no,
do you?
No,
because
not
I'm
at all.
Sure some of the listeners out there have got a catchphrase.
Yeah, that's a nice idea.
What if they have?
Yeah.
What if they have actually got something that they are known for saying and then they slip it in?
Here comes John. Here he is. He'll say it. He's going to say it. Here he says it.
If you or someone
anyone
you know,
got my keys? I don't know. That's what I just came up with.
Has got their own catchphrase. We would love to know. Again, 03717223344, talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Yeah, Josh and Dara are coming in chat about 53 Minutes, their new podcast, six-parter, the deepest of deep dives, into George Weir's cousin, Ali Deer, as we knew him. And this was the guy who came on the pitch. There was a phone call from George Weir to Graham Souness when he was in charge at Southampton. My cousin's looking for a game. Any chance you could have a look at him?
Yeah.
And Graham said, yeah, sure, George, no problem. So he came in, and as you'll discover when we speak to the boys, didn't go massively well. You probably know the story. If you don't, do stick around, because it's a fascinating story.
Two brilliant comics as well, Paul. Yeah. Josh, I used to do the TV warm-up for Dara, Mock the Week. I did a few series of that. The most pointless job I think I've ever had, it was, because I'd go out, I'd do my bit, get the audience sort of clapping and cheering and laughing a little bit, you know, and then Dara would come out and it was like the second coming. They'd come out, they'd absolutely loved him, and he's such a brilliant comedian.
Yeah,
that
very funny.
He just got them straight away and they lifted the roof off. They didn't need me, basically. Very much the Ali Deer of TV comedy.
Well, it was a blag that went too far, really, that kind of got out of hand. And when we were doing 90 Minutes magazine, this guy contacted us. He said, I need a bit of advice. He said, don't ask me why I did it, but I did it. I wrote to a number of overseas clubs saying I was an agent for clubs in the UK and was looking to set up pre-season friendlies. Okay. This is long before the days we all went off to Australia a week before the Euros, you know, clever moves like that. this is when, you know, you played, if a team would come over and tour, say, a European side from Holland, or and then they'd pick up some friendlies against, you know, could be championship sides or, you know, Division Two sides as they were. So anyway, he said, I wrote, and a number of clubs wrote back, like it might have been a club in Holland, club in Germany. They said, yes, we'd be interested in coming over and playing games in England. And then he said, okay. After that, he then wrote to some English clubs, said, would you be interested in friendlies against these European clubs? He's a no-mo. He's just doing it. He's just sending off letters.
And confusing people.
A number of clubs, including our old mate Barry Fryer, hello, mate, whatever he does in letter form.
Yeah.
Barry came back saying, yeah, we'd be interested in a game against whoever it was, you know, some team, Valvik or whatever. And he said, so I'm now in the middle of this. I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. I don't know how to make... come massively out of my depth.
How do you put a football match on?
And he just...
What did he do? Just go quiet.
He said, do I admit that this was just an utter blag and I've just done it for a bit of a laugh that's gone out of hand? I often wonder what happened.
I didn't think you'd say yes.
Yes. But sometimes you think, oh, yeah, but then the blag gets out of hand. It could be a wind-up or a blag.
Yeah, I like it.
That just gets out of hand. Yeah. So I think ultimately, I don't know if he came clean or whether he kind of ended up thinking this could be a new career move for him, and he put the clubs in touch with each other. I don't know if he took a fee.
Oh, yeah.
But what a mad thing to do.
Now he runs the FA.
He probably
does all the FA Cup games.
That man there is Richard Masters, ladies and gentlemen. Young Richard Masters.
And here he is.
12 years old. It's not true. But anyway, we're interested. That's a kind of example of when these things can sometimes, you do an elaborate wind up or a bit of a ruse, and you say, oh, we're going to have to come clean now. This has gone on. This has gone
too
on
long.
Too far.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
The most infamous stories of all time in the world of football. George, you don't have to say George Weir's cousin.
It's a great name for a band, Paul.
Yeah, it probably was.
If there's not a band called George Weir's cousin, there should be.
George Weir's. You can see Peely would have been saying that back in the day. But yes, it is one of the most infamous stories. If you do know it, prepare to wallow in some nostalgia. If you don't, prepare to be amazed.
Yeah.
Because there is a new podcast upon us. It's called 53 Minutes. And it is presented by comedians Josh Widdicombe and Dara O'Brien. They are with us now. Good afternoon.
Here they are. Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here.
That kind of liquid banter that I just heard is the reason why this is my favourite talk sports show.
That's nice.
Reference to a band name, to John Peel. This is why I'm here.
Can you go and tell the bosses it was liquid banter?
Liquid banter.
Liquid banter.
Stop doing that, they keep saying.
You've chosen a favourite talk sports show. They're like your children. You can't pick a favourite. Why would I want Alan Brazil to cry? Why would I?
If any of my children mention John Peel, they're my favourite.
Now, this is the sort of story I can imagine, Josh, because you did the Quickly Kevin podcast for many years, that you would have obsessed about and you would have talked a lot about on that podcast.
I think you can divide football fans into people that are interested in Messi v Ronaldo and people who are interested in actually interesting stories like the time a man conned his way into the Southampton first team.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a football fan. I don't want professionalism. I don't want slickness. I don't want gloss. I want kind of absurd stories about people that have done mad things. And so this is a great story. Should I give you the if anyone's not aware of it,
sure,
the elevator pitch of the story.
Don't blow the podcast. You've got 6 episodes.
Yeah. Exactly. You know. Well,
he's not planning to talk for 180 minutes.
Man phones up, claims he's George Weah to Graham Souness, as you're aware, the scariest man in football, and says, will you give my cousin a game? His cousin turns up at Southampton. There's an injury crisis. He gets put on the bench. Matt Letizier then pulls up injured during the game. He gets brought on. He has a shot, almost scores, doesn't score. He's so bad he gets taken off. For Ken Moncow, who's a defender.
Yeah. Well, that is it in a nutshell. Yeah.
Imagine if he'd scored. If he'd scored, that's his whole sliding doors moment there, isn't it?
How long do you think that goal would carry, the goodwill of that goal would carry you through? Do you think you'd get a full-time contract? Do you reckon you'd get a year?
He did get another week, by the way. Isn't that like they kicked him out of the stadium and he bounced on his backside onto the street? He stayed with them for another week. They had another week of looking at him as well. So we have a debate, by the way, whether this is a heist movie that we're talking about here, or whether it's just somebody who got over-promoted and then just hit his level. Because he was trying to play football in different clubs, like whatever. Blyth Spartans, for example.
Yeah.
But this was very much a level above his where he belonged.
It's like, how did Charlie Baker end up on TalkSport?
That's a question a lot of people
What are you even doing on TalkSport is often asked of me. When they say, name a Burnley player, and I struggle.
Yeah. I mean, this Share a Dream Foundation, they've really put a work on Charlie.
He had tried this at other clubs at lower levels and had sort of some success. So I wonder how he thought, you know what, I'll just give Graham Souness a go. What moment do you think, I'll just be George Weah? What's he going to say?
Was it him ringing George Weah?
No one knows.
There's a small chance it was George Weah.
But who was in on it with his kind of Anton Deck like show on Liberian TV. George Weah's Saturday Night Takeaway.
I mean, weirdly, George Weah is one of the most difficult footballers to interview now because he's the president of Liberia.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, we don't know. Your theory, Dara?
I think it was him. I think it was him, and he was working in that gap of people were just aware that there were footballers coming out of Africa and great footballers coming out of Africa, but hadn't really set up this is pre Arsene Wenger, set up the scouting networks to really sort this out. So it was one of those kind of last frontiers. So somebody could come in and bluff. And also even the notion, it's pre-Moneyball, that notion of we've looked at all the stats and the data. It was still vibes. It was still a sense of, his cousin's good at football, so he's probably good. Like, I mean, that doesn't carry. I have lots of cousins and I have no, we don't share traits. Your cousins are good. But it was enough of a kind of, a decent kind of circumstantial evidence for me to put the man on the bench on a Saturday afternoon. So my joy of it is you see this incredibly slick product that we have at the moment, these massive organisations and global and TV money and all stuff. But the feet of clay element of, we're not that far since a guy bluffed his way onto it, and one injury crisis and one crocked Matt Letizier, the guy's on the pitch. And he goes get found out.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't last a full match. Like, he's yoinked after 53 minutes, but he still lives the dream.
Yeah.
Even these days, Josh, with all the statistical information that teams have, I don't doubt for a minute that a desperate manager would buy this. At the back of their mind, think, this could be a great player. I don't want to miss out.
Roy Isando?
Yeah, Roy Isando.
Who was, I think he responded to
CFAX, wasn't it?
CFAX.
Oh, yes.
For the FA Cup.
Played and scored in the FA Cup. But
for Wickham, wasn't it?
Yeah. But that was for Wickham. Yeah, I think now, I don't know, you'll be able to talk better about Torquay, Charlie, but Plymouth, pride ourselves in our transfer committee. Do you know what I mean? And unless you're being batched through to a kind of call to the whole transfer committee as George Weah, I think there's too many checks and balances, even at a championship level now, for this to happen.
I think that's the thing of the story. It's such a high level that that he's made it happen.
It's so
it's
mad.
Such a high. He's on Match of the Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you know what?
You know, so it's not like... Well, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, you can take liberties in a friend. You remember Harry Redknapp all those years ago when some bloke was giving him a load of stick? That
he said, got him off
the
stand.
You can do better than him,
and he did well, but this wasn't a friend. This is an actual league match. It's a competitive match. Yeah, yeah. I mean, to be fair, Arsenal almost bought Mikhaila Mudryk off a load of YouTube videos.
That's true.
So I think there's still a touch of, like, you know... Have you seen that? If you put a pounding soundtrack and somebody scoring a goal in like the Turkish league, you can still look... Still, sort of get your foot in the door a bit, like the. But it's a. I feel it's the sense we have with him is that any of us could have done this. Yeah. But he did. It's not, of course. He looked like an athlete. That's why CNS is.
And he did play some non-league football. He could play football.
Just at that
not
level.
Not at that level, you get found out.
So, Josh, I'm assuming in the podcast, you go back to the very beginning. You find out who he is. You have many guests on it. What guests have you got?
The most important person. Is Graham Souness.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So Graham Souness has never spoken about it before.
Really?
He didn't mention it in his autobiography.
Really?
In his memoirs.
It doesn't look great on him, does
it? Did you presume,
you know, the amount of after dinners and things that Graham has probably done, as comics would go, well, I'm definitely pulling that story out of the
That's actually the best thing that's ever happened.
That's my closer. Yeah. I'm going
to
wrap this up and go, let me tell you about your man, Ali Dia.
If you hear me saying Ali Dia early, it's going badly.
I did an after dinner once in Celtic and Tommy Doherty was on and I was going to go, oh, this looks like a tough crowd, and Tommy Doherty leaned in and said, if you're having any difficulty, mention me and the physio's wife. and it went badly, and I did. And I looked over and Tommy Doherty gave me a big thumbs up. So you'd presume we'd have it in the back pocket, but he never spoke of it.
Wow. And you're like, because you could own this.
Yeah.
But he's obviously, you know, there's, I suppose the thought is, Has that undermined him? He's obviously, there's a lot of ego to being a football hard man, but he has spoken for the first time. He's told his side of the story.
Oh, right.
And so that's quite kind of exciting, particularly because he gave the producers only 12 hours warning, so neither me or Dara are available. So luckily, we didn't have to be in the room when he was asked about it, which was a huge relief.
Yeah,
I literally was on the other side of the planet rather than face Graham Souness. talking about this most embarrassing game.
To get that look if the questions went too far. Did you manage to speak to Ali Dia?
So,
yes.
That's the first revelation. It's Ali Jar.
That's not a tease. I don't know what it is. We're going to continue chatting to Josh Widdicombe, Dara O'Brien about 53 minutes, their new six-part documentary on, say it again?
Ali Jar.
Okay. And find out whether they did actually speak to the man, and if so, how, or if not, why not. That's all coming up. We'll chat more in a few moments' time.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport. We're with Josh Widdicombe, Dara O'Brien. We're talking about 53 Minutes, their new podcast on Ali Jar. Is that right? Got it wrong again.
Ali Jar.
Yeah.
We were doing the chant for, you know, Ali Dyer. Sadly, it turns out you have to actually.
This is Skoda all over again.
Yes.
I think it probably Skoda.
Was,
yeah.
What, EK?
So I thought Steve McLaren award.
So, Josh, you were just about to tell us whether you spoke to the great man or not.
Not directly, but we had a kind of fixer who did get in touch with Ali and had strings of correspondence in which he kind of dangled his presence and then withdrew and dangled and withdrew and dangled.
Oh, wow.
As things stand, Ali Jar remains in hiding.
Right.
Really?
He's very much the Kate Middleton of this particular story.
There are unconfirmed
sightings, back of his head in the van, that kind of stuff. Doctored photographs. That's the language Ali used
to play. Like a lot of footballers, he experiments with Photoshop.
Yes. Is he embarrassed by it? Is he proud of it?
I'm beginning to come to the thought that this was kind of a way he spent his 20s, just, you know, trying to eke out a bit of a career, but see the world, play in different places, and now he's possibly has a legit job, and he's kind of going, this thing, I don't want to go on about this anymore. You know, like someone say, hey, tell me again about the time you were a barman in Aspen when you were 23. Like, and it's kind of like, that really wasn't that a bigger thing. So, yeah, he's kept quiet about it. He's kept enigmatic about the whole
thing. This podcast might smoke him out. I don't know if you ever listened to Dead Eyes about Tom Hanks. I don't think I'm spoiling it.
Well, Tom Hanks did the last
episode. So maybe you'll have a little extra
going
episode.
Out week by week. It starts this week and it goes out week by week. So, you know, six weeks time, who knows? We could be time to drop.
What other plans have you got for a podcast, you two? That bloke who Eric Cantona kicked in the head? Six episodes on him.
Eric's arc, firstly. Yeah.
He's a less celebratory character.
Yeah. That bloke who ran on in slip-ons and scored and then ran away from all the stewards. Have you ever seen that? That's a good...
Can we remember his name? Wasn't it Matthew Simmons?
Wow,
wasn't it?
Matthew Simmons.
Yeah, but that leather jacket should be in the National Football Museum because it became quite iconic, didn't it?
We did 8 30-minute episodes on the balloon deflected the ball.
Well, Darren Bent's here. We can deliver Darren Bent. He is prepared to
Well, no, Darren's... We've heard Darren's tape, but we haven't heard the balloon's tape. We managed to track it down.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm looking forward to them, the whole series of them.
Oh, it sounds great. So, starts this week, you say?
It's available wherever you get your podcast.
Finally, another football podcast. Brilliant.
Well, let's start with the good news story at the moment. Your respective clubs are Arsenal and Plymouth Argyle. So, Dara, you must be absolutely...
I'm enjoying it. I'm genuinely enjoying it a lot at the moment. I've tempered that with the fact that, you know, looking over the next 10 fixtures, you know, I think City have the easiest run in of the three clubs.
They're going to win the league.
There's that
problem that Man City are going to win the league.
I genuinely think that they probably have a slightly easier run in, and we have four tough games where they have three that kind of way. So it might be marginal. And also, we've got to play them there. But we're definitely better than we were last year, and it's improving, and it's a young team, and they're a delight, and it's joyous. It's absolutely really pleasant. There was a point, I would say, 3 years ago, where we were treading water, and you kind of got the strong impression that they own this like they'd own a mall. It makes money for them. It's grand.
This is pre-Arteta,
as Arteta's coming in. Do you know what's pre? It's pre the setup of the European League, the Super League, that everyone went bananas over in their whole kind of protest, whatever. And I think that was a big wake-up call. And so Kroenke's son's got much more involved in the whole thing. And I think they just went, so we can't just treat this thing like just a cash cow that we'll play the same games again and again and again. And they've changed the philosophy of it entirely. So they suddenly were putting money into it. We're investing young. Arteta's project is all, and it's a lovely place to be.
Yeah,
like it's a really nice vibe. And all that really contrived with the Arsenalification. You know, there are songs now. There are different chants. Everyone has raised their game.
Yeah.
I think as well, COVID shifted some supporters out, and other supporters came in, and there was an infusion of new support. So the place is full of energy. It feels really.
Yeah, there's been some moaning about that North London forever, isn't there? Other teams going, you're just trying to make it a you'll never walk alone,
especially
or
when you know. Well, yeah, somebody has to start.
Everything has a day
or
one.
The Janna song at home.
The Janna song, of course. Is that a new one? Is that a pasty in my hand?
They've tried to implement that in the last few years.
All right.
And I would say it is. You know when something's so embarrassing, your balls disappear into your body.
What, supporting Plymouth Argyle?
It's better than hearing Free From Desire one more time, because Jesus,
and you're scoring all these goals without a recognised striker.
An interesting one that they're doing. Look, I still think, you know, if Mbappe comes on the market, we should make a move I can't say, look, it's great. If we do something, that'd be fantastic. I don't feel the need that, like, it'll have been a failure if we don't win it this year or whatever.
That's good.
It's good, isn't it? I've been well training that, but it's just joyous. Though the Bayern thing, sadly, I'm going to be away for when we play Bayern at home with no away support. And you're kind of going, well, that can go one of two ways.
That is a touch, though, isn't it? Them not having any fans there, because they
and we don't need the, and we're allowed. Apparently, the Arsenal had to sell the tickets as well.
Yeah.
They're flares for a match.
It's a fashion fox pass, as Quinny once said on Talksport. They set off a load of flares.
They're going to sell the away tickets to Spurs fans so they can watch Harry Kane.
That would be a really good idea, wouldn't it? If you gave a section to Tottenham fans just to get behind Bayern, to get behind Eric. What a nice Charlie.
What a brilliant finally idea. That's why I'm on TalkSport.
Without an away support there, does it take the edge off it a bit if there's no away support to be shouting against, like the you know, those continental games where they don't, Spain, they don't travel, the away fans don't travel, so it's always a bit exhibition-y.
It feels
a bit like the without that needle there. But I think we'll take it.
Do you guys, because you work on TalkSport, have to pretend that you support all the English teams in Europe?
No. Well, I mean, I'd be a hypocrite, wouldn't I, if I turned around and said I want Arsenal to win the Champions League?
I hate
this scenario now because of this fifth place.
Oh, yeah.
As a Tottenham fan, we might have to rely on Arsenal to get Tottenham into the Champions League.
We play a German team. If the upside, if we get beaten by Munich, it might keep Spurs out of Europe.
Well, I'm quite happy for you to beat Bayern Munich and then lose to City. That would be an absolute joy.
Thank you for that. Whatever dream arc that is.
What a lovely man.
I think you're going to get your dream come true.
Yeah, quite possibly. Now, what Dara was saying about Arsenal and playing the long game, building, you need that in football, but... meanwhile, at Plymouth,
we've had a bad couple
some of the
months.
Fans want Ian Foster out, don't they? He says it's a bit unfair. They want the manager out. Where's his long-term plan?
Well, I hope he hasn't got a mortgage.
Don't buy any LPs, as the old joke used to go.
That's right. He's had a bad start as Plymouth manager. I don't think you can just sack a manager after 2 months.
He's come in off the back of two very good managers, haven't you?
Two great
managers. You've had two of the best Plymouth managers of all time, really.
It's incredibly well set up, and it's the first time there's been anything gone wrong in about 4 years.
Mm.
And Plymouth fans are kind of panicking. I've seen some people angry at the chairman,
right.
And you're like, he took over when we were getting relegated to League Two. He's transformed the ground, the club, everything about it.
Yeah.
Possibly they've appointed the wrong manager. It's like, I think there's always going to be decisions that go wrong. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you probably have got his Warnock's available. And Warnock,
no,
Warnock
yeah.
lives in Cornwall.
I would
and
say,
he'd keep you up, Josh.
He only lives around the corner.
He'd keep you up, and he's only across the bridge.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be appointing your managers on who lives nearest.
That's how Torquay have always done it.
Well, you get those players, don't you, that play for Exeter, Plymouth and Torquay, because
exactly.
That way they just don't need to move out.
The legends.
Yeah. There's a lot of... There's about eight teams that could go down from the Championship. It's you, everyone's two wins from safety. Yeah. Charlie's got the...
Yeah, Sheffield Wednesday, Huddersfield, Birmingham, QPR, Stoke, Plymouth, Blackburn, all 4 points, within
Stoke,
4 points of each other.
Stoke. Stole our manager.
Stoke stole your manager.
And they're loads of Stoke fans want him sacked from Stoke. It's it's absolutely, since Stephen Schumacher left for Stoke, no one involved in that whole thing has had a good time.
No.
It's been an awful experience for everyone involved.
Oh.
Yeah. I think you'll stay up.
I'd love to see Neil Warnock in a top four job, Dara, wouldn't he? Just one last hurrah.
This is the Allardyce thing, like whatever. If I'd only been given the chance. I've seen him at the stadium. Lovely fella. He's a grand old chap, but no, I don't know. Can we not be the one to take the deal? Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Spurs, you've gambled on a couple of interesting English managers over the years.
We certainly have back in
I'm
the day.
I'm surprised he's not on here.
Neil is on now and again.
I want
you on him every day.
Doing 1 a.m. till 4 a.m.
I met him in the corridor at the Emirates once, and he came up to me and said, "Oh, my wife and I watch you in bed."
Wow.
Oh, okay. I heard the breathing, but
that's a strange Google.
What a brag. He's got a TV in the bedroom.
Oh,
we know.
Yeah. Someone's doing all right.
Yeah, brilliant. That's the severance pay coming through, isn't it?
That payoff from Aberdeen. guys, lovely to see you.
Pleasure.
Absolute pleasure chatting to you. Best of luck with 53 minutes available now. One released every week. It's one of the football's great stories, so do go and check it out. And yes, we'll catch up with you both soon. Thanks very much.
See you later.
There we are. There's Josh Whittaker and Dara O'Brien there. Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on TalkSport.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage,
Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
A bit of news from the England camp. Kobbie Mainoo has been called up. The Manchester United midfielder has been called up to the senior squad.
Yeah, always someone makes a late run at the plane, Paul, don't they?
Well, there was a feeling that maybe he should have been in this squad anyway. And we can't actually see who's dropped out to open up that gap for him. But we're going to have a chat with Mickey Gray, our Manchester correspondent, and get his take on that. But a well-deserved call-up. He has been playing incredibly well.
Especially as we need someone in that position.
I mean, he was put in the 21s. I don't think he's even played 21s. He's played for England under-19s, but he was due to play. But anyway, we'll
do they ever get the player? I mean, are the players, are they together today?
Yeah, they're already.
Do you think that would ever happen? They'd get them all together and they'd go, he should be here, or any ideas on who goes in this position?
Press the red button on your
hand. Press the red button. Did that ever happen?
Maybe they had an intervention against Gareth and insisted they call him, get him from the 21s. I doubt it. Anyway, we mentioned earlier on that a Manchester United fan, Amad Diallo, scored that goal. Phoned up his Liverpool supporting mate and was going, eat it!
Eat it!
Your catchphrase for the birthday spread when you win your Thursday. You have a catchphrase for every day of the week. And we were wondering whether one of the listeners want to do their own eat it.
Yeah, have a little go with it. Why not?
We opened things up on the old WhatsApp voice note.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben from Wollaston Village FC wanted to give it a go.
Okay.
Here he is.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Charlie. This is Ben from Wollaston Village FC.
I've never actually heard it.
Our kit man, whenever the kit goes on the floor, he shouts out, in the black bag!
Oh, right, it's not an eat it, is it?
Oh,
it's
no,
it's his own catchphrase.
It's his catchphrase.
His own,
okay.
In the black bag.
In the black bag. He sounds like something from an Ealing comedy, doesn't he? In the black bag. Yeah,
when he comes on.
Oh, this was, yeah, that was the other thing. I didn't know quite what that was. But yeah, we did ask you, have you got your own catchphrase? People you know, have they got their own catchphrase? You know, you don't have to be famous to have a catchphrase.
It's nice. In the black bag. I like it.
In the black bag. Is that going to take off? All right, we'll write some of these down.
People might start saying it.
They might start saying it.
In the black bag. There we are.
In the black bag.
In the black
bag.
I like that.
Anyway,
one.
We'll have some more of those later.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, Charlie.
Okay,
I think you might appreciate this as a man from the West Country.
Oh, yeah. I don't go on about it much, but I am.
And this is kind of covered.
Be surprised if people know that.
As a Londoner, Cockneys want their classic pie and mash to get protected status. Like the Cornish pasty.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, all that's right.
Well, pie and mash. How are we going to protect pie and mash?
Well, they've got some heavy hitters. Danny Dyer and your old mate Arthur Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened to pie and mash, as Arthur would say. They're back in the campaign.
Yeah.
And they have petitioned ministers who have clearly got nothing else to worry about at the moment. But, yeah.
Like with all these things, like when they do like the sausage, what is it, the sausage that's a proper chorizo's covered, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Some cheese is covered, isn't it?
Your melt and Mowbray.
Yeah. It has to be something absolutely specific about it.
Protected
to that
foods.
Region. So would it be the liquor with pie
mash? I think
it
would
mash?
Be. The pouring of the liquor makes it a different from just being any old pie and any old mash, isn't it? But Danny
any
Dyer,
old pie? Any old iron?
Danny Dyer says, I love my pie and mash.
Okay, yeah.
Which is good of him. And anyone who feels the same needs to do something to get the grub proper respect.
All okay, right. Okay, enough. Yeah, lovely.
It's okay. Well, I didn't know it wasn't protected.
Tom Skinner has double pie.
Yeah.
When if you follow him on his Instagram, you know,
right.
Or on his Twitter or whatever,
yeah.
he has...
A lot of people do.
Two pies feels a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like you could cope with one pie.
Okay.
The old jelly deals, Paul. I'm surprised they're not going to be protected.
Not a big fan, Charlie.
The jelly, nor am I.
That was my entertainment.
My wife loves them.
My
she
entertainment
loves them.
As a kid was...
jelly deals?
Well, there was not much on the telly. So we'd go down to the Cooksey's pie and mash shop in opposite Ridley Road Market in Dalston, near where I lived in North London.
Yeah.
And the eels would be in the window, just sort of sitting there, waiting to be eaten. But they're alive at this point, having a little dance about.
Oh, no.
So that was what passed for our Saturday afternoon entertainment.
You go and watch the eels.
Go and watch the eels moving around in the window. Simpler times. We didn't need PlayStation.
Pre-jellied.
We didn't need PlayStations.
They didn't do stuff alive in the window, did they?
Yeah, in the window, swimming about in the window. Just sort of wiggling about. Different times.
I mean, exactly, yeah. I mean, it's not exactly watching yourself outside Dixon's.
Charlie's catchphrase, eat it.
Eat it.
Which he gives me on a Thursday. He's got a catchphrase for every day. Keith, the Manchester United fan, wanted to send an eat it
lovely.
To someone. Do you want to hear
Keith.
It? This
yes,
is his
please,
WhatsApp
Keith.
Voice note. Here we go.
United 4, Liverpool 3. Eat it! Eat it!
He's
back into that.
He really went for it, didn't he?
It was
very, very good.
And we were chatting.
Now I've heard it. It does sound quite aggressive.
It does. It does. Yeah. It frightens me every Thursday.
Yeah, well.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That was this afternoon's show.
Yeah,
I'm back tomorrow with Andy.
Yeah.
I'm not back. Normally you're in on a Thursday, but
I've got a game, Paul.
You've got a game.
I'm
you're
playing.
You're playing in the Talksport Trophy match.
I am.
For the All Stars. So you'll be back on Friday when we'll have a birthday spread. We're shifting stuff around.
Very nice.
Yeah, brilliant.
Looking forward to it.
Excellent.
Eat
okay, I'll catch up with you tomorrow with Andy. Do hope you can join us from 1. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.